Saving your pennies for a down payment on a home can take years in most areas of the country, but here in mostly rural Northeast Texas, that's not exactly true. Saving up for a down payment in places like Fannin County can take less than 2 years. That's, of course, if you're playing the averages, and if you're playing them before development finds its way farther east from the Metroplex. Statistically, saving for a down payment takes most buyers half a decade. That statistic comes from a recent study by Magnify Money, an independent financial services and information firm based in New York. The firm arrived at that conclusion by looking at the median prices of homes in a given market, plus the median wage earned in that market. If the median earner could set aside a third of his or her salary, how long would it take to save up a 20% down payment on a median-priced home? On average, it takes a little more than 5 years. In DFW specifically, it takes 6. Based on newly released data from the U.S. Census, that same formula, when applied to Northeast Texas, translates into a saving up period of about a year and a quarter. But for how long will that hold true? One reason for the disparity between the bustling Metroplex and the relatively rural counties to its north and east is that in the Metroplex, housing prices are rising faster than earnings. In Northeast Texas, on the other hand, housing prices and earnings are in far better balance.
The demand in areas like Dallas, Frisco, create much higher price points. It takes a lot more energy to save up that 20%. In areas where you're looking at with Fannin County, there isn't as big of a demand, so home prices are steadier. We haven't had a lot of growth on the median income over the last few years, but in those areas, we haven't had a huge growth in the price of houses either.
This is Stephen Powell. He's a realtor for JP and Associates in Frisco and a resident of Fannin County. While Powell says that income-to-cost ratios are vastly different once Collin County's line is crossed into Fannin, he also says it won't be long before development along State Highway 121, which connects Collin and Fannin counties, changes that dynamic and increases demand.
When 121 is 4 lanes, you're going to see exponential growth, because people's problem now is whenever you drive from Trenton to McKinney at 6 a.m., you're literally in a line of cars. And if somebody's doing 55 miles an hour, there's 30 cars doing 55 miles an hour. Once it hits 4 lanes and travel time goes from 35 minutes to 25 minutes, then it becomes more feasible and all of these areas are going to open up.
The growth of Fannin County, Powell says, will bring demand.
It's going to be very dependent upon which individual cities or counties start working with developers to get things going. Melissa is growing by leaps and bounds right now. Then you have parts of Westminster, Blue Ridge, and then you come into the Leonard and Trenton areas. So whoever starts building houses at the correct price point, that's who's really going to take off.
For now, while the eastern edge of the Metroplex through Collin County is still under construction, homes in Northeast Texas should stay affordable. That's, of course, if you're playing the averages, and if you'll be playing them before development and demand find their way farther east from the Metroplex.
Just crossing one county line creates a vastly different market. If that kind of demand hit these areas, people working out here wouldn't be able to afford houses.
Scott Morgan, KETR News, Commerce.